how did Bill Church get involved with pipe organs? What's the backstory there?
He's been fascinated with pipe organs since he was a teenager and went to a great theater in Virginia where they had a magnificent organ, and he's been hooked ever since.
And tell us a little bit about this Archmere organ that he's working on. What happened to it? Why is there a need for this thing to be brought back to life?
It was installed in 1917 when John Jacob Raskall built Archmere, his estate, and the patio, the mansion there. And when he sold the house to the Norbertine Fathers in 1932, the Great Depression was already in full swing. They needed money right away, and they sold the organ.
And do we know what became of it after that?
Sadly, we do. We didn't know what happened to the organ until Bill Church volunteered to restore it and started looking for it, and that was in 2015. It turns out it was just across Philadelphia Pike from Archmere. A businessman who had a property there bought it, stashed it in a barn, and never installed it. And 2 weeks before this group started the work on restoring the organ, the heirs to the businessman who bought it had it hauled off to the dump.
So how did Church wind up learning about this organ and getting involved in trying to bring it back?
He went to a concert at the patio, which is a beautiful space and great acoustics, and he went there with one of his neighbors who sings opera and also is very interested in music. And he saw the space where the organ should be and recognized it and said, is it around? Does it still work? And when he found out that it didn't, the wheels started turning, and he thought, I think I can help these folks out.
And so the search was on, as you mentioned. They thought they found it, but instead it wound up in a dump. Tell us about where the story kind of goes from there and what needs to be done to bring this organ back to life.
Everything needs to be done to bring the organ back to life. They are less than a year from completing it, but it has taken almost 5 years of very hard work, because they were essentially starting from scratch. So they were begging, borrowing, and doing all kinds of things to get various components of the organ. An organ is a very, very complicated instrument. And they would be off to Atlantic City, and they would be at Catholic churches that were being decommissioned, or going through church attics when they were clearing out space. People who had organs in their home donated pieces, and they traveled and brought together a lot of pipes, way more pipes than they needed, so that they could pick and choose the very best. And a lot of the components they are making by hand in a basement workshop that they have set up in the mansion.
So this organ will be practically new, right?
It will be better than the organ that was there, just because technology has improved, and it will have some digital components, whereas the old one was a striker organ in which a long, thin piece of wood runs from the key to the component.
So you mentioned they're about a year away from finishing this project. Kind of where are they at right now? What's left to be done? And what kind of help is Bill Church getting? He's kind of spearheaded this, but he's certainly not working alone.
He isn't working alone. He is a member of the Organ Society at Dickinson High School. And there is a very strong core of people there who love organs and have volunteered to work on this organ. Bill Church also is supporting this initiative financially, and there are some paid people who are working on the organ that he is providing the funding for.
And this is not an easy process, as you kind of alluded to. What are some of the challenges to kind of pulling all this together and making it happen?
It's retrofitting a very old building, taking things, making them from scratch, and they're very fortunate in that they have some of the top experts in the country. And they do, and Bill Church has a great vision. He is an entrepreneur. He is an engineer. He is a gearhead, you know, a guy who loves to work on cars and anything mechanical. And the volunteers on this share that fascination. They talk about music boxes and player pianos and all kinds of the mechanics of music.
And I guess, you know, Church is kind of a uniquely qualified person to do this. He is a person who, from his previous life as an entrepreneur, I assume has connections, has resources, has things that maybe the average person wouldn't have.
Yes, and plus he's an accomplished arm twister. His enthusiasm is infectious, and he's very good about getting people on board and keeping what has been a very long and complicated project on track.
Is there anything else that Church is working on that's kind of related to this kind of passion for pipe organs?
Where there'll always be a project at Archmere. They had a wonderful player piano there when the Raskobs were in residence, and instead of being the kind of piano where you see the rolls and people pedal them, this actually had mechanical fingers that went up and down the keyboards. That the pieces to that are in the basement. They have Larry Ferrari, who had a TV show in the Philadelphia market throughout the 1970s. His old Wurlitzer, which was up for grabs, is in the basement. They have just become known in this very insular community as people who are interested in preserving pipe organs and organ history.